Welcome to the Sonya Buchanan Show, where we inspire one life, one smile at a time. Great day, everyone. It is time for the Sonya Buchanan Show, where we inspire one life, one smile at a time. Listen, you guys, we have a very informative show we're going to present to you today. But first, let me give you the title. It's going to be called Stock Up. Now, I don't know about you, and I don't know if you've read in the news for about a month now, we have an issue about ships are being at sea. They're waiting at sea to deliver produce, products, supply chains, just things that we normally would use here in the United States. Well, the port of Savannah, they have ships that's been sitting there at sea for about a month now. And I want to really come before you today and just take heed and just prepare to start, you know, think about stocking your pantry with canned goods. Now, I don't know about you. I do not eat canned goods, but in a situation like this, I want to be prepared to make sure that I do have enough food in my pantry, enough things stock up just in case that the ships are at sea doesn't go on for the entire winter. So I want to, you know, just advise to, you know, stock up on things like corn and green beans. You want to stock up on food that is healthy for your family. You may not eat canned goods because of the preservatives, but you can prepare those canned goods so they'll be healthy for your eating and your family. But I want you to take heed. Now, let me give you some information about what's happening. There is almost like 80,000 shipping containers. That's 50% more than usual. And they have been left at the port of Savannah. That's Savannah, Georgia. And right now, they're just sitting there. It's about 700 containers. And they have been sitting on Savannah riverbanks for over a month now. Okay. And they is just sitting there waiting to be delivered. Now, you may ask why they're just sitting there. Well, they have a lot of issues right now with delivery. The Port of Savannah ships forced to wait at sea for days for amid global supply chain disruption. I don't know if you realize that. There are a lot of things that are out there at sea in those containers that we need for our living expenses. You know, we got Christmas is coming up. We have Thanksgiving is coming up. Right now, they stated that the Federal Reserve, I think his chair, Jerome H. Powell, said at a panel on September the 29th. Now, this is happening in September the 29th. Right now, we are in October, okay? And this is, although there is a high demand in the United States, supply is being held back due to factory shutdowns and shipping problems. Inflation is starting to climb, rising above the Federal Reserve target at 2% on average. Now, think about that, you guys. You know, we got 700 containers out there with supplies that we need. Due to this inflation rise and just issues. Can you imagine that the ships are just sitting out there and the people on those ships need to bring those things aboard and to land to get those items to us? And so I want to do this podcast today just, you know, just an enlightenment to bring the information before you to really not to bring fear or scare you or anything like that, but bring into wisdom and just prepare. You know, it's always good to be overly prepared and overly stocked than not, and being as frantic to say, oh my goodness, I don't have enough water. I don't have enough of healthy food to feed my family. Because what you don't want to do is have too much potatoes in those packages. You know, you can just add water and you have mashed potatoes. That's not healthy. But at this situation, it may be good to get some of those and bags of rice. You can have healthy rice like I don't know if there is healthy rice. There's a lot of starch in that. But you want to make sure that you have food that does not spoil over a length of time due to all the containers that are just sitting out at sea. And when I was doing my research, I haven't read anything lately, as of today, that those ships have come to the land to deliver the goods. So I wanted to just bring the podcast and bring the information to you and just be mindful to just go ahead and start stocking up. You know, whenever you go to the grocery store, instead of buying 4 cans of green beans or 4 cans of corn or whatever vegetables that you do eat, just start maybe adding 4 more. And every time you go to the grocery store, to make sure you're overly stocked. Because what you don't want to do sometimes, think about your neighbor or think about being able to lend just in case someone's not able to stock up during this time while the ports are out there waiting to come to the land to deliver the goods to the stores. And you know, it's really interesting. I was reading this story in the news about the ports and the ships are out there in the sea. And whenever I go to the grocery store, I was thinking that people just had money to buy food because the shelves are always empty. You can go to the grocery store maybe 2 to 3 weeks, and the items that you prefer to buy is always empty. And when I read the story, then I understood why there was a problem to get the grocery stores and the department stores who have groceries like Walmart and Target, why their shelves is always empty. But you don't want to be in a situation like this, and they are still having these inflation issues. They're still having the demand, the supplies are being held back because of factory shutdown. We really don't know what's going on far as how the shipment is being delivered. Now, I do have a friend who drives a 18-wheeler truck, and he informed me because I did ask him about that because he picks up cargo during the pandemic. And he informed me a lot of times when there was an issue with China and because of the pandemic and they did not want to bring viruses from one country to the next. And when they go and pick up the produce and the products and the cargo on the 18-wheeler truck, he said that the places where he went to pick them up was all empty. He said this is the first time he ever experienced that, which he was concerned about his job and saying, what are we going to do? You know, there was a shutdown, you know, at the delivering for China goods and all of that. But now we have an issue with the cargo being at sea and not able to get to the land to supply the supply and demand for the store. So you want to just start thinking about, start stocking up your shelves. Not overly stocked, because you want to make sure you save some things for other people, but making sure that you have enough canned goods to last at least the entire winter, maybe 4 months, okay? I just wanted to bring that information and just be cautious and be wise as we go into this winter month. These, not to say that we're going into an excursion of an inflation where we're not able to afford the things, but we are having an inflation right now with the gas prices going up. With, again, I stated that the ships are at sea and they're not able to bring the products to the land. But you don't want to be in a situation where at the last minute, a canned good is now $3 a can. You know, right now there, you can buy some vegetables at 69 cents a can. This is here in the South. I'm not exactly sure how much canned goods are in California or New York or in the Midwest, you know, but in the South, you can buy canned good for 69 cents or maybe $1 a can, but you don't want to be in a situation where you cannot get the supplies and then they up the prices. Okay. So just be aware of this. And if you can look on the news, read the newspaper on social media to read about the stories, to follow up on it, to make sure that you are prepared, that you are taking good care of your household during this time while they figure out how they're going to handle the supply and demand and the factories being shut down and shipping problems and inflation is starting to climb and, you know, raising above the Federal Reserve's target of 2%. And, you know, I'm just speaking about all these things, but you may want to start really taking the time to start saving a little bit more money, putting aside for emergency cash in your home, you know, just things like that, you know, making sure you have blankets. If you can, try to preserve as much electricity during the winter months for heat, get your little heating unit. If you can, start gathering wood. If you have a wood burning fireplace, start gathering wood. There's a lot of people in Georgia, they just give wood away. My parents right now, they have a yard full of wood for burning fireplaces, only because they had trees chopped down. And I could just go over and get wood and, you know, and share amongst my friends, and they don't charge me for that. But in Georgia, there are many people who don't charge for wood. They just want you to come get the wood out of the yard. But if you can, get wood, start preparing for that, and try to save as much money as you can while the sea and the products in the United States and the Federal Reserve go through their crunch as far as getting the supplies to us. But you know what? I want to really advise families and head of households to, you know, just think about some of the things that you're needing going through the winter months and just be prepared for that. But really, that's all I wanted to come before you and just let you know about the ships that are at sea right now. And maybe you're seeing the grocery store shelves in your neck of the woods that empty. Maybe this is the reason why. And just be prepared and be cautious and, you know, and just, you know, be informative of what's going on around us so that you will not be put in an emergency situation, that you will be well prepared through wisdom and prudence in your household. But really, that is all I wanted to talk about today, is being prepared. And the name of our podcast today is called Stock Up. So we're going to get through this. Keep your smile, keep your happiness, keep your joy, stay productive, and stay organized, you guys. You know, I always talk about being organized. It really helps your life to flow better and better and better every day. But this is the end of our podcast. Just wanted to give you a heads up of what's going on in our world regarding the supplies and demand and also the inflation that is climbing. Just be prepared. Do not operate in fear or, you know, just be worried or anything like that. I know sometimes when situations like this happens, we tend to think, oh my goodness, no, you just got to just be prepared right now. And that's the reason why I wanted to bring this podcast and this message to you today. But this is the end of our podcast. And I want to thank you again, as I always do. Thank you for returning and to listening to me share amongst you. And this is your girl, Sonya Buchanan, with the Sonya Buchanan Show, where we inspire one life, one smile at a time. Listen, you guys, I'll talk to you next Thursday. Have a great week and have a great weekend. And don't forget, be safe on October the 31st. Bye, you guys.
Did you know by being the best you in just 60 seconds a day can add up to a positive better you in a total of 365 minutes a year? That's 6 hours exactly. Be the best you, even if it's slowly achieved by seconds. You'll gain more to being a prosperous you. Remember, as you take steps, whether they're small or large, the end results will be surprisingly great. Visit us on comfortingpromises.com. And while you're there, visit our store with the latest products available.
Thank you for joining our podcast today. The podcast was produced and edited by Sonya Buchanan. For more information about the host, you can go to sonyabuchanan.com. For information about Comfort and Promises broadcast community, you can go to comfortandpromises.com. Thank you for listening to our broadcast, The Sonya Buchanan Show, where we focus on one life, one smile at a time. Until next time, bye, you guys.